Welcome to Newest, Latest, Best, the quick daily show to keep you in the know with all of the newest information, latest releases, and the very best that games have to offer. I'm Jeff Cannata, and today is Sunday, November 26th, 2017. Every Sunday here on Newest, Latest, Best, we talk through your top five games of all time. I did my top five games of all time list a few months ago now, and every Sunday since, I have challenged you guys to come up with your top five games of all time. I found the process to be really interesting, not very easy, but very fun in the end to come up with five games that represent me as a gamer that I consider to be my top five games of all time. So I've been having you guys send those in, tell me why that's the case. And then on Sundays, we review those lists. So we're going to do that today as usual, starting with a new list from friend of the show, friend of mine, and podcaster in his own right over on the Spawn on Me podcast, Sharif Jackson. He sent in his list after he was on my other show, DLC, and I guess I sort of shamed him into it. So he came through big time. Here is Sharif with his list.
Hey, Jeff, it's Sharif. Just wanted to give you my top five games of all time. Number five is The Last of Us. Excellent stuff on the PS4. Number four is Street Fighter II. Still the best local co-op game of all time. Number three is Deus Ex, the original one. War Inspector's masterpiece and still, I think, the best combination of cyberpunk and all of that genre in a game space. Number two, Zelda Breath of the Wild. I know it's fairly new, but I used to have Zelda 3 Link to the Past in this spot, but Breath of the Wild is, I think, the seminal 3D game that has been made up to this point. And number one, Super Mario Bros. 3, which I think is the seminal 2D game made up to this point. Thanks again for organizing these. I love listening to everybody else's picks. Peace.
Thanks for sending in the list, Sharif. Solid stuff. I know that Sharif is a self-confessed Nintendo fanatic, so I'm not surprised his top two spots went to Nintendo games. But let's march through the list in the order that he revealed them. Top five. Number five, Last of Us. Okay. Lots of people putting Last of Us on their list. Certainly understand that. A high watermark for narrative in video games. I every time I hear somebody put Last of Us on their list, I tip my hat. I tip my hat to Naughty Dog. I tip my hat to the person who put it on their list. I understand. I was moved by that game myself. I enjoyed it very, very much. But I think the gameplay is not great. I think avoiding the clickers, picking up pieces of scissors all over the place, hiding, killing humans over and over again. I don't know. It didn't work for me as well as it may have for others. I just didn't love the moment to moment. I loved the storytelling. I loved the world. I loved the special, beautiful moments that exist inside the narrative. But playing it did not earn it a spot in my top five, in my top 10, in my top 20 of all time. So I know I'm an outlier when it comes to that game. Street Fighter II, on the other hand, changed my world when it was released. I would go to arcades. I was obsessed with it. I would read up about it. I tried to get better. I plunked so many quarters into that machine. I specialized in Chun-Li and then Ryu. And I just wanted to be the best Street Fighter II player I could be. I couldn't believe that there was something as balanced as that game that existed. So I love the fact, Sharif, that you call it a sort of a couch co-op or a couch competitive multiplayer experience, because I love that. That's what sparked my imagination with regard to Street Fighter was, oh my God, finally there's this game where I have options and I have stylistic choices and it can be played artfully, but it is my skill versus my opponent's skill. It just didn't seem to have existed before that, or at least not in my world. So Street Fighter 2, great, great pick. Deus Ex is also a great pick, and it's the first time I've heard it mentioned on any of the top fives we've talked about thus far. Definitely a great game. Certainly my top five list includes Bioshock, which I think is the spiritual successor to Deus Ex, certainly has a lot of the same DNA as Deus Ex, and I certainly could have put Deus Ex on my list instead of Bioshock. It predates it, and it does a lot of the same things. I just prefer the narrative in Bioshock and prefer the world and feel like the technology had caught up with the ambition a bit better by the time Bioshock had been released. But Deus Ex is a great game, a classic game, and an amazing game for giving the player real clear choices of how to roleplay inside a world. Great, great pick. I think it's interesting that Breath of the Wild is earning such a high place on your list in such a short time. You mentioned that it is relatively new. It's really new, man. It is super new. It is months old, not years. But it's certainly clear that that game is a special thing. And it's interesting, too, that you couch it in being the best third-person adventure game. Not even just best Zelda game, but does third-person exploration better than any game. And I can't argue with that. It's a pretty amazing achievement. And then Super Mario Bros. 3, as I've said many times talking about these top fives, my favorite 2D Mario is Super Mario World, but I do love Super Mario Bros. 3, and I can't fault that either. Good list. Next up, we have another clear Nintendo fan who put several Nintendo games in his top five. This is Broderick with his top five list.
Hi, Jeff. Broderick from Melbourne, Australia here. My top five games, there's a few Nintendo ones on here. Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, cliche, starting to date, but still remember playing that for the first time and absolutely loving it, just exploring Hyrule in 3D. I'll never forget it. Super Mario Galaxy, still my favorite Mario game, 3D Mario game in particular. Hopefully Odyssey can surpass that when that comes out later this week. Also on there is Super Metroid, which I think is about as close to a perfect game as there is. Though I do feel similarly about Portal 2, which is also on my list. Love Portal 2. Love that it expands on everything that Portal 1 did, which I think is a great game as well. But funnier, and I love the ending to that game as well. And also Journey, a bit of a left field one there. Just will never forget the way playing that game through for the first time, actually the second time, funnily enough, and the stories from playing that game I'll always remember as well. Thanks.
Lots of Nintendo there, Broderick, but I love how it contrasts with Sharif's list that we talked about. You have similar franchises, but completely different feelings about which games stand out to you. I agree with you on Zelda. There is still a very special place in my heart for Ocarina of Time, and I kind of go back and forth between Ocarina of Time and Wind Waker as my favorite Zeldas, even still above Breath of the Wild. So I'm with you there. And for Mario, I adore Mario Galaxy. I think Mario Galaxy 2 actually kind of does even better what Mario Galaxy did. But Mario Galaxy is such an incredible reimagining of that franchise. It is Mario 64 level innovative, but not because of new tech, not because of new ability to do, like in Mario 64's case, 3D, right? They went, okay, how do we do this very 2D franchise in 3D? And that was an innovation, and certainly took a level of brilliance and creativity and commitment to excellence on Nintendo's part to get right. But that wasn't the case with Galaxy. Galaxy was just, what crazy new ideas can we throw at this guy, this character, this world? And I love what Galaxy and Galaxy 2 did. So kudos to you for putting that on the list. Super Metroid, yeah, hard to argue with that. I mean, a Metroidvania is a genre, right? So Super Metroid really is the ultimate example of that genre done perfectly. So great three Nintendo games on your list. I think I would probably be reluctant to add three games from one publisher on my list, but it's Nintendo. So, right? You can't, how do you even argue with that? These are classics all. But I tell you what, Broderick, I'm shocked that you're the first person to put a Portal game on your list that we've talked about so far. Portal 2? Yes, yes. Why has there not been another Portal game? Come on, Valve. I put Half-Life 2 on my list, but it could easily be replaced by Portal or Portal 2. I mean, those games are nearly perfect. They're so clever and funny, and they make you feel brilliant when you figure out the puzzle. So well written, such a wonderful, simple concept, done so exquisitely well. Yes, Portal 2, great, great addition to anybody's list. And you're not the first person to mention Journey as a top five game. I'm a little surprised by that. I love Journey. Journey was a beautiful, magical experience, but top five game of all time, it just doesn't feel like it has as much weight as other games I would put ahead of it. But I can certainly understand it does something that most video games don't, which is create an experience that is artful and sublime. And what it does with mixing and matching players who don't even know they're in the same world with one another, very special thing for its time, for any time. It's a very special game for sure. All right, our final list today comes from Mark, who's jumping on that Nintendo train as well, but he has some other games that deserve attention too.
Hey, Jeff, just wanted to quickly go over my list here. I have, in no particular order, I have Zelda Link to the Past, Castlevania, Symphony of the Night, Counter-Strike, the original mod for Half-Life, and then I have Orcs Must Die, a tower defense, third-person perspective game. And lastly, I have EverQuest, which was mentioned on this past Sunday's episode, and I just wanted to touch a bit on that. That, you know, it was you definitely acknowledge that it was the foundation for all MMOs, but this game was just so special, and a lot of people just will never play it and never understand. But yeah, I'm glad you acknowledged it and someone else acknowledged it. Anyways, thanks for doing these top five lists. They're great. Thanks.
Thank you, Mark, for sending in your list. It is much appreciated. Another list, another Zelda, another different Zelda. So we had Breath of the Wild, we had Ocarina of Time, and now we have A Link to the Past. Clearly, Zelda games, pretty darn good, surprising nobody. But it's interesting how different games in the same series resonate more strongly for different people. I find that so interesting as we move through these lists. First time I've heard Castlevania Symphony of the Night mentioned, although many people consider it to be one of the great games of all time. I was never into the Castlevania games. I know that sounds like heresy, but I didn't ever play through Symphony of the Night, and I never loved the Castlevania games. I was always a Metroid guy, and for some reason it felt like you could either be a Metroid guy or a Castlevania guy when I was growing up, and I don't know why that is, but but it certainly seemed that way to me. I never played those games, never loved them, but I certainly recognized them as being very important to the hobby and very much beloved games. Counter-Strike certainly has seen a lot of purchase on these lists as well. Many people have fond memories of playing Counter-Strike online. Again, a game that I never really got into, but you can't argue with Counter-Strike. It's still being played today in a very, very high level. Orcs Must Die is the big surprise. Orcs Must Die, A, relatively recently released. It's just in the last, I don't know, what, 5-6 years that game came out? And a tower defense third-person action game. I'm surprised that it made your list. I feel like there are these types of games are a dime a dozen at this point. Certainly, you must have had some very personal, fun friend moments with Orcs Must Die. But really cool to see these eclectic games pop up on people's lists, games I would never suspect. And then, of course, EverQuest. You eloquently explain how important that game was to the history of games. WoW overshadows it in nearly every respect, but it would have never been if it were not for EverQuest. And I would argue EverQuest would never have been without Ultima Online, but perhaps that's another conversation for a different day. EverQuest, the prototypical MMO in many, many ways. Remember, if you want to send in your list, I would love to discuss it. Send it in via call-in, with the Anchor app. You download that Anchor app and you find newest, latest, best. And then you tap the call-in button, record your voice. It's super easy. Couldn't be easier. And I look forward to hearing from you.